Welcome to the Beginner's Guide to the Birdsongs of North America. My name is Mel Coulson, and my partner on these CDs is Mr. Birdsong himself, John Neville. John and I can recognize most of the birds we encounter without even seeing them. How do we do it? By their songs, of course, and we hope that after completing this 8-lesson course, you'll be able to do that too. When you think about it, it's not such a remarkable skill. We routinely recognize our friends by their voices, even over the distortion of a telephone line. And the differences between individual human voices are far more subtle than the differences between bird songs. Clearly, our ears do have incredible discriminatory powers. It's just a matter of training them in a new direction. Using our ears as well as our eyes has great advantages. They allow us to see in the dark, to penetrate dense foliage, to identify birds at immense distances, to spot birds behind our back, and to bird in inaccessible places, such as in dense brush and marshy areas. We are probably uniquely adapted by nature to recognizing human voices. When we try to apply this skill to bird songs, we run into problems because the sounds are quite different and unfamiliar to us. We need something to help put them in context. On these CDs, we'll use some simple tips and memory aids. One such memory aid is that of an associated idea. If we say that this call, the call of a pine siskin, sounds like drawing one's thumbnail across the teeth of a comb, we immediately get a memory association which will help to recall it later. Another memory aid is to use a simple phrase or mnemonic to mimic the cadence or rhythm of a song. Listen to this olive-sided flycatcher. He seems to say, "Quick, three beer!"